Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
Some of my listeners might be having to go through a really tough decision right now. And that is trying to decide whether somebody they love can undergo home care or they need to go into assisted living. And I'm going to be perfectly honest with my listeners. I've never really thought of this before. I wasn't aware that a lot of people go through this. I mean, it makes sense that people go through this tough decision. I just never thought about it. And so when I saw Stephanie Erickson, she's a social worker, she pitched Healthy Talk, this idea of how to help people make this decision. I jumped all over it. I really like it, and I'm happy she's on. She's a social worker with over 20 years of experience. Her primary focus is in dementia and decision-making capacity, and she works with seniors in living by themselves and care facilities and acute care at hospitals. She also provides training and consultation to families, the Alzheimer's Society, community groups, financial and legal institutions, and at professional conferences. She has her own weekly podcast called Caregiver Circle on webtalkradio.net. Stephanie, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you so much for having me again.
So let's, home care or assisted living, this obviously is really tough for people, isn't it?
It's extremely tough because I find anyway that most of the time the adult children want one thing, but the senior him or herself wants something else. So to me, that probably presents the greatest challenge more than what is the most appropriate environment. It's actually how can we decide as a family what's going to be best.
Yeah, yeah. And so just the way you presented it right there, I mean, that's a dilemma. So here you have maybe a father, a mother, or older uncle, whatever, right, who wants to live by themselves, but maybe you feel that maybe that's not necessarily safe for them. So we have to balance that freedom they want, that autonomy they want, versus what's safe for them, and that's obviously going to be very tough. Let's start here. What's the difference between assisted living or assisted residency and full care facilities?
Assisted residency usually is in a much larger environment. Typically, the services that are offered for all of the people that live within the environment are meal services, so usually three meals a day. And there's very likely not a kitchen within their own person's personal apartment, but there may be. That's kind of a flexible option. And often an assisted residence also provides medication services and perhaps a little bit of hygiene care, but the person is more autonomous. They can go to the dining room back and forth themselves. Maybe they just have some slight memory problems and just need a few prompts and guidance, but generally they're functioning on their own. A full care residence would be somebody who has severe memory losses, okay. Or perhaps some physical disabilities or physical losses, mobility problems, and they require much more care and services, you know, ambulation, transferring assistance. For sure, there's no kitchen within that person's room, and often the person is sharing a room as well.
So in the assisted residence, is that somebody maybe living almost like in a smaller apartment by themselves versus
the full care facilities,
more like the traditional hospital or something?
Well, it's not really a hospital. Looks like a regular apartment building, but there's going to be a main dining room. Sometimes it's on the ground floor, but often it's even on the second or third floor within the residence. So they have their own small apartment, but they take the elevator and go down to the dining room for their meals, and the nurse checks in on them, let's say, twice a day when they're obtaining their medication. But other than that, they're sort of free to come and go as they please.
So let's help my listener. So let's say there's a listener who's maybe in this tough decision, and what are some of the things or some of the advice you could give that person? You know, when is it the right time to move somebody into assisted living or to get them home care? What are some of the things you look for?
Well, in terms of what the signs in the home, because that's going to be the first indication for the family, is number one, you're going to look at the person's physical health. So things like weight loss, mobility problems, falls, the home environment in terms of hygiene, personal hygiene problems, and then you're going to consider the cognitive functioning of that person. And those signs and symptoms would be things like expired food in the home, disorganization of papers, utilities or rent or mortgage not being paid, taxes not being paid, burning pots on the stove, those sorts of things. And then when you're deciding if it's the right time, there's a few factors you have to look at. One is safety. That's the most important thing. So medication compliance issues obviously present some pretty high risks. Second would be wandering. So if the person's leaving the home and not able to find their way back, that's a pretty significant risk as well. But always you have to consider financially, can we afford to bring care into the home, enough care, enough hours to keep the person safe in comparison to what the cost would be for a residence?
So, okay, so let's say you get to a situation where all the signs are there. You feel based on the things you're seeing, like you mentioned the medicine compliance, they're leaving stuff on the stove. You know, all of those signs are there. Is there a better way to then approach, your mom or your dad who you feel needs to move into an assisted living? Is there some advice you can give my listeners there?
Yeah, I mean, hindsight's always 20/20, right? So my first advice would actually be to start talking to your parents now when they're healthy and talk about what environments they would want to live in should they need assistance. So that way we sort of already know what our parents want, and it's going to help us if a crisis arises. But if your listeners are already in the situation, the first thing that I suggest is that the listeners start documenting all the signs and symptoms that they're seeing over maybe a 2 or 3 week period, and then presenting those to their parent. Mom, I love you very much. I've observed a few things over the past 2 weeks, and I'm really scared about your safety and your health. Can we talk about it? So not going in saying, Mom, you're not doing well. It's time to move. But coming from a place of love and asking for the senior's opinion and their own perception of what they think is going on.
How do you... Okay, so what about the actual place that you're looking at? Are there things that we want to look for that might indicate a place is not so great in assisted living, or are there things that say, hey, that's a great place? I mean, how do I pick the right place, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Yeah, I mean, I think it depends on what issues you're trying to resolve. So if it's a memory loss problem and we know that the person has, let's say, dementia, that's a progressive and persistent disease. That's only going to get worse. So you're going to want to find a place that has a continuum of care so the person doesn't have to moving around a lot. If you're looking at physical problems, then obviously you're looking for something else. But I tell families more than anything else, there's two things I recommend. Number one, go to at least 4 places, at least.
Okay.
And pop in and make sure you go during lunchtime and try a meal because you want to check out how the food is. Number two sort of advice that I give to people is to make sure that you meet the director in charge and get a feeling for how he or she runs that residence. And I guess a third point, which I should have, I guess, said I had 3 points, is don't doubt yourself. The way that you feel when you walk into a place, even if you can't put words to it, that should be considered, and it's absolutely important information to keep in mind when you're evaluating.
So my guest is Stephanie Erickson. She's a social worker for many, many, many years, has a great podcast called Caregivers Circle on webtalkradio.net. How much, Stephanie, how much is all this cost? Do we have any average cost on, say, home health care versus assisted living?
Yeah, well, if you wanted home health care and you needed, let's say, 24-hour care, not everybody needs that, but you're looking at about $120,000 a year for full-time health care. It's crazy. That's if you go with private home care companies. There are some other options that you can do that would lower the cost.
We'll come back to that cost question. That's a lot of money, Stephanie. That surprised me for the private caregiver. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion with Stephanie. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.